Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room Chat. As the basketball season rolls on here on KNCA, girls basketball coach Joseph Gruber is joining us. And, Coach, we take a look at the first two games of the year. Started with a loss to Marysville Friday, and then you turn around quickly Tuesday night and play a very good Wamego team. Red Raiders come out with the win there. You know, sitting at 0-2 as we start the year, what's kind of the early assessment with how your team's performed?
I'm proud of the team. I know we started out 0-2, but I mean, especially early in the season, you're gonna have games where you don't play so well. You're gonna have games where you do some things well and you don't do some things quite as well. But I just hope the girls take away the good things and then we can work on the things that didn't go so well. One thing with the team, two teams we played, they brought they had some returners back from last year, and that they exposed our weaknesses a little bit, but we're going to work on those and get better.
Yeah, more specifically about that game Tuesday night at home against the Red Raiders, they have been, over the last few seasons, always one of the best teams in the state. What was kind of the one thing that stood out about them that made it so challenging?
Coach McIntosh does a great job with those girls. He has a great culture, and they are very committed to defense. It's great to see teams like that early in the season where you can say, hey, see what happens when you're dedicated to defense, but the athleticism just pops off the page. They've got athletes 1 through 9, they all sub. So just seeing that athleticism in person, it's hard to replicate that, but I think the girls are going to respond well to it.
Well, you jump back into Big 7 League play on Friday against a Royal Valley team that's off to a 1-1 start. They lost to Jeff West. That was a 42-22 final, but they also have a win against Jackson Heights. What can you tell us about the Panthers?
Yeah, Coach Boucher does a great job with the girls. You can tell that they love him as a coach and they play hard for him. So I'm expecting a battle, just like any Big 7 League game. It's going to be a battle for 4 quarters. But I'm looking forward to it, seeing the girls' growth from Game 1 to Game 2 and Game 2 to Game 3.
Royal Valley at Sabetha coming up on Friday. Of course, games you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, Panthers and Blue Jays on Friday. That's Sabetha girls' basketball coach, Joseph Gruber, joining us as he does each and every week. Coach, as always, thank you so much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.